Hello and welcome to week two of G24's focus for the month of January. Our focus for this month again is daily engagement with the scripture. We are encouraging every single one of us to not just be church attenders or Bible readers, occasional Bible readers, but to become daily Bible engagers. I like the word engagement. To engage with the scripture is not just to read it. It goes beyond that. And of course, engagement covers a broad range of stuff. So even if you glance a verse, you've engaged with the scripture. And even if you choose to spend 3 hours on just one verse, you are engaging with the scripture. And that's actually what I want to zoom in on today. That when we're talking about this daily engagement with the scripture thingy, it doesn't necessarily have to look like every day I want to do this 40 minutes of Bible study. You could get tired very quickly and burn out and be discouraged to go along with that kind of a plan. And at the same time, it doesn't necessarily have to look like one lazy glance at one verse that you read from one devotional that you are following and you say, yes, I've engaged with the scripture today. Yes, you might have, but... And so there are two approaches that generally... covers this whole issue of engaging with the scripture, and both of which can be well used in a way that would make you a well-rounded Christian. I would actually say it shouldn't be a matter of either or, it should be a matter of both hand. In other words, it's not either approach A or B, but both approaches A and B. And the approach A, or the first approach, is the approach of digging deep into the scripture. It's like Bible study. Maybe you want to do a character study and say, throughout this year, I just want to know about Paul. Who is Paul? What's all these epistles that he wrote? What can I know about him? And so you just want to go through every and any book that has something to say about Paul, or that Paul himself penned by his hands. And so you choose to study that character. You want to know his message. You want to know what Paul is all about and all of that. That's a digging deep study. Or you want to squeeze out everything squeezable from the book of Joel, as we're going to be doing in the growth track for this year. Or 2 Corinthians, as we are journeying through in Bible study, and on like that. You can do something like that personally, a character study, a book study, a theme or thematic study. You want to learn about grace. And so you gather all sorts of resources that will take you digging deep into the scripture as you journey through that through the year. That's one approach. Or, second approach, you want to be familiar with where is what in the Bible. You want to know as much as possible. You want to increase your Bible knowledge tank. Not in the sense of knowledge puffing up, but in the sense of you being a versatile student of the scripture. And so you find yourself in a conversation or even in church and the pastor is preaching and he's talking or making reference to when Jesus fed 5,000 and asked the disciples to go and find something to feed them with. And Philip was like, what's going on here? And then there was this little boy with 2 lunches. And immediately you just know, oh, that's John chapter 6. Or someone is talking about David and Goliath, and you can almost visualize your Bible in your mind opening to 1 Samuel 17 as you read the story. Or someone is talking about, oh, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness, and you know, oh, that's Psalm 100. That doesn't necessarily mean that you have studied all those passages in depth. It's more likely because you have familiarized yourself with it. And so that's another approach. And that approach doesn't necessarily have to take that long. You can just choose to scan through volumes of books in the course of the year. So on a daily basis, you're just listening or reading. You're not studying. You're just reading. You're trying to get as much information as you can from God's word. Now, someone might look at those two approaches and say, it's definitely better to dig deep into scripture. And yes, it's got its place. But the other approach has also got its place. And I think a well-rounded Christian will be a Christian that knows how to balance both of them, both approaches, such that you thank God for growth track, thank God for Bible study, and thank God for whatever personal studies you might want to do in the year. So you have that covered in the sense of digging deep into scripture. But also at the same time, you are also trying to, at different intervals, ingest as much of scriptures as possible. And life is easy. Life has made it so beautiful. Technology has made it so beautiful and so easy to do those kind of stuff. You could just sit down and listen. You could be walking on the road, driving, every free time, so to speak, that is not free. In other words, times that your ears are free, you can use it to engage with the scripture. Times that your eyes are free, you can use it to engage with the scripture. Times that your hands are free, whatever format works for you. But as you go into this year, ask yourself, in all honesty, how are you going to utilize the intimacy approach, digging deep, the familiarity approach, covering many books or many chapters per time? Are you going to use those two approaches to ensure that you are always in God's word every day, engaging with it? Take some time to think about that and take some time to make some decisions, some resolutions as a result of whatever it is that you've thought about. Our prayer and our hope from G21's end is that by the end of this year, you look back and feel like, I actually engaged with God's word much more in 2022 than in all my previous years so far. And of course, 2023 would even be better. God bless you. We'll see you next week when we begin to unpack further details about some of the tools, the resources that can help you do either of these two approaches or both of them. God bless you. See you next week. Bye.